Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where someone told me to say three black-ass girls, Tasia included, invade the whitest show on earth.
Cute!
Yep. Shout out to whoever, I forget, someone slid into the DMs and I was like, yes,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The Bachelorette.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we're back with Tasia.
We're back. Fully Tasia episode. Is this our first full Tasia episode?
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Full. Yeah, we still had to deal with Claire and Dale on the couch
last week.
And nobody asked for her and they gave us nothing. But, but yeah,
yay!
First full Tasia episode.
Yep, yep.
I have a lot of thoughts. What are your thoughts?
So, it may just because I'm just in a space, but I hate it when podcasts do this, especially recap podcasts do this, but I just feel like the editing and the production of this particular episode, I was really disappointed with.
Mm.
Like, the whole outcome of this entire episode to me was so engineered and it was so obvious and all over the place that it really got on my nerves. Tasia said in the same 24 hours that she doesn't want anything getting too physical with Ed and Bunny. Then that very next day they had a fucking wrestling thing where they set them up to like kill each other. You know what I mean? Like, they just had these like mishaps, and then Bennett with his diploma that his name was already printed on there, so everybody knows he was gonna fucking win because he went to fucking Harvard.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it was just really, really badly done.
Overproduced
and just not good. I stand Tasia still. I love watching her on this season. I think she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to be a good person and a decent human being and entertaining. And she's doing all of that, which is great.
Yes.
But this is just hard to watch. Also, just the fact that the bunny was snatched away from me because he's such a douche nugget was really upsetting for me this episode.
Because
you know I love the bunny.
I know.
And his little underbite. And it was just upsetting. And also just a random thought that I had. I really think that Tasia thoroughly enjoys talking to all of these people in one night.
I think she's having the time of her life.
I think so too.
I think she's an extrovert. She like gets energy from all of the people. And she's having real conversations with each of them, really getting to know them and is connecting.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's eating this shit up.
She's having a great time. And I think this is also her like soaking it all up because she knows it's a pandemic outside.
Mm-hmm.
And like for her to have this opportunity. She's really soaking it up and having a good time as someone who loves to talk and get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think watching that too, along with her being herself, which we love, is really nice to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, my overall thoughts on the episode, I was like, oh, this is so produced.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was. When you say it like that, that's true. There were a lot of like, even the like Chasen and Ed drama was like just so dumb.
So stupid. Yeah.
So dumb. And sorry, you finish your thoughts.
I'm done, bro. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah,
the Jason and Ed drama was so dumb. And they showed no other guys except Ed or Bennett talking about Chase in a bad light.
Yeah.
Like they would do like reaction shots, but no one else aside from Ed and Bennett saying anything. Yeah. So it just felt like producer egged on. Just kind of whack. Agree. Love Tasia. Love watching her. She's so beautiful and just like lights up the screen with her energy. Loving her connections too. Ivan.
Right?
Love watching that. Zach C. He a dark horse there.
He's dark horse. See, you know, he a little thin, but he's, I think he's got a lot of like, oh gosh, I was going to say sexual chemistry on screen. What the fuck? Like sex appeal that you can like feel.
That you didn't see at all with Claire, but for whatever reason, he's coming a little bit more like suave with it. Matasia. Even Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. Yes.
Buzz Lightyear. He kind of fucked up at the end of this episode. But
he sure did.
They got a cute little vibe going.
Yes, they did.
So I'm liking, we're like getting to actually meet and know these guys who we've been watching on screen for at least a month and a half. haven't gotten to know any of them.
Right.
And it's guys who I feel like probably didn't really have a chance with Claire, so
I'm
appreciating Tasia's just like investment in the guys and the conversations. Now these manliest man dates have got to stop. They are tired. They are problematic, and they are tired again. I don't understand. Like, do we need to have like a brainstorming post-it notes on the wall
session
for ABC to come up with some new ideas, because the wrestling, the grown man challenge-esque that we see every Bachelorette season, no one likes these dates. The guys always end up broken and beat the fuck up, so it's not serving them well.
Right,
not the most exciting to watch, because you don't really get to see Tasia have conversations with them. I just don't know why there's no fresh ideas. And I get it that they're at Motel 6. There's but so many locations for them to film stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had high hopes from the first episode with Claire with the love languages date. I thought that was very creative. Right?
That was really good and like well researched. That's not even that hard, to be honest.
But it was cute. Like they had to run and go find gifts to give to her, and it told them a little bit about themselves. Like I thought it was really creative and simple as hell. Like, why are we getting some of that? They're just recycling old dusty shit.
Like you said, it's Motel 6, and they don't – because I absolutely thought there's going to be more scavenger hunt-esque dates.
Scavenger hunt? Could we get one of those?
And I don't think there's nothing to hunt or scavenge.
You got to be creative. It just takes creativity. They just recycling old shit that they know they've done before. It works. Put the guys in a wrestling ring. You'll get some drama. Pit the two guys against each other that's been fighting. Bam, there we go. There's an episode. As you said, the episode ended up being so engineered and tired. I don't know. Very disappointing. Very disappointed with that. And then my last thought is all the old guys in the house that have been here since Claire –
yes.
I feel tired for them. I feel like having it be like, it feels like they've been there for months and there's still like 16 guys left.
I know. Well, they have. They've been there two extra weeks.
2 extra weeks. And then we still don't know the timeline of the Claire, Dale, whatever.
Right.
I feel like they sat those guys. I feel like they really sat those guys there for a week without telling them shit.
Yeah, same.
I feel like Chris Harrison pulled Dale out, and then they literally didn't see Dale or Claire for a week, and nobody told them anything. I feel like they sat on them couches waiting for a group date or somebody to give them something.
Waiting for a group date.
For a week. They looked tired by the time Tasia came, and then this whole date, they seem excited to be there, but also I'm just like, damn, I feel like I've been watching y'all forever.
You know? And they've been doing these stupid, silly competitions. You know what I mean? On the like 5-in-1 group dates or whatever, and even the 2-on-1 group dates, you like get to know the people. This is like some stupid showy shit that they got to do over and over again.
Over and over. I feel for them. But I'm not mad that Tayshia's getting, like, what seems like a full season.
Yes, yes, so. true. Yes.
I know they're tired, but I'm not tired of watching this. Yeah. Just watch her journey for love, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, those are my thoughts. As always, before we dive into the recap, shout out to the Patreon crew.
Shout out.
Crew's growing.
Shout out to all the new people.
Hey, guys. Dang. Shout out to the old people. Y'all out there just posting us in your story, sharing us with the world. Yes. We've done a couple collabs of recent as well.
Yeah, we have.
Shout out to those of you who heard us on another show and gave us a chance and came over to Patreon and are now here listening to us. So shout out to all y'all. We love you. You can continue to rate, review, subscribe, leave us a little note, little review on iTunes or Google Play, Spotify, all those places. Let us know what you think. We are on Twitter. We do live tweet. Yep. We are in Bachelor Nation, like Twitter world on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Our handle is the number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 Rose.
And our email address for the email call outs that I love when you guys do the old ones. The prom stories keep coming in.
Wow.
Email the number 2 black girls, the number 1 Rose @gmail.com.
Yep. If you're new here, definitely join the Facebook group.
Yes, definitely. It's popping in there.
It's popping. If you're like Justine and I and haven't figured out Reddit still,
yes.
45 years later, after doing this damn Bachelor podcast and still haven't figured out Reddit. If you're like us, join the Facebook group. It's like our own personal Reddit. It's great. Go to facebook.com/groups/number2blackgirls number1rose and find us on Instagram as well. It's a good time on Instagram. Tag us in your story. Share us with the world. Screenshot yourself listening to the podcast. Tag us. Share us. Spread the word. That's it. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Justine. Now I know you do have some lovely church announcements.
Church announcements.
Take us to church.
So we had quite a few emails this week, especially about our skincare. So shout out to everybody who listened to our lifestyle episodes. If you go just up one little tier, just the $7 tier, you can hear our lifestyle episodes, and people were really enjoying the skincare and beauty and style episode. We're still getting emails from that. So shout out to Nora and Charlotte, who emailed us their skincare routine. So shout out to you guys.
Love it.
And Elena.
Because I need help.
Yes, they were both to you, friend.
Shit. Sorry, y'all haven't read it yet, but I will definitely check that out because I know I need help.
Yes, most people related to Natasha on that episode, which is what I expected. That not everyone is a fucking hoarding, collecting gnome like me. Yourself. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to Elena, who told us all about her stay at the La Quinta when she was little.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And how it's just as boring as we think. So, yep.
Damn.
Also, shout out to Ray and Chi. They both emailed us TikToks, and I think it's the same one of that girl who has the subtitles in her thing. You don't know it? She put the subtitles on for the preview for Tayshia's season and looked up who someone was who was speaking, and it was Tayshia's ex-husband.
Oh, he gonna be there?
Apparently.
Oh, God.
Is that his first and last whole-ass government name in this, in her credits, in her closed captions. So. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep, they're going to pull Becca. They don't
sneak attack Tayshia with that.
They might.
Oh, God. Maybe they're on, like, decent terms. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, interesting. All right. Drama. Real drama. Real life drama to come. Yes. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That was Chase and Ed bullshit.
I know. Oh my God. I know. And then shout out to Joy and Kira and Haley, who all emailed us with some love. Oh, and Meg, who emailed us with love for Ready to Love, actually. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to y'all.
I have a question, Tash, real quick.
Yes.
Are you wearing a baby fat sweatshirt, or is that your Patreon sweatshirt?
This is my Patreon. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It looks like the baby fat tail.
Y'all, I'm out here repping Patreon. Shout out to Patreon. Yeah, my cozy Patreon sweater and my water bottle.
Yes.
But you're right. The it's like the baby fat like, tail.
Does Natasha have a vintage baby fat actually? Sweatshirt on? It's like their logo. Like a design. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same old design. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Shout out I was to like, fit. Oh, my God. That's worth like $50,000.
Right? Vintage. No. Damn, I used to love some baby fat. Used to love some.
Oh, my God.
What was it, like a Nietzsche?
Oh, yeah, Nietzsche. Yep.
Yes.
Love it. I wish baby fat would really come back. I know she came back with Forever 21 for, like, the little TikTok kids. But I wish she would, like, really come back for us.
Yes.
With, like, come some good loungewear. Come out with a Target collection, girl.
Right. Come out with COVID, quarantine, like, athleisure. Everybody's doing that now. Where's baby fat at?
Everybody. Sure. Everybody's doing it. With some nice, like, cable knit.
Nice just cable knit.
Real. Well,
like, thermals.
Yeah. Right? Thought. Baby fat wear.
Yes. Some nice.
I would wear that.
Thought baby fat wear.
Like a COVID quarantine wear.
Yeah. We're missing a little something with like across the booty, you know.
Fat across the butt.
Yes. Fat baby, the little, you know, kitten thing.
Little cat up your leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I wore anything with writing across the booty.
Across the butt, right? Yeah, I know.
Bring it back, Kimora.
Bring it back, Kimora. Or Aoki or any one of them kids. Anyone you got, all. Girl. You got all them kids.
Right.
Oh, man. Anyway, sorry.
Side note.
Anyways, there are no birthdays this week, but shout out to the cookout crew. We have Michaela, Erin, Sarah, Ava, Tracy, Becky, Kalia, Sam, Rachel, Monica, Jenna, Marsha, Louisa, and Zakia. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out.
We love you. We appreciate you. So proud of you that you could be in the cookout crew in a pandemic. This is fantastic work you guys are doing. This is amazing.
And appreciate your support.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm. All right. I do have a little bit of Bachelor Nation news.
All right.
What's going on? So Crystal.
Yes.
Broke up from... Gospel Chris yesterday and is pregnant today. And it ain't his baby.
Nope.
Wow, so that was quick. Crystal has a new boyfriend named Miles Bowles, who I just discovered this at the same time as learning that she's also pregnant. Due in April, discovered she was pregnant August, 6 months after she and Chris divorced.
No. Oh, keep divorced.
They were married. They were a Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, they were married.
Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And were they their first? Was they weren't the first? Were they the first Bachelor Nation divorce?
Bachelor. Whoa.
I think so.
Really?
Right? Am I making this up, guys?
Oh no.
I think that's why they're like because a lot of people have gotten together and broken up or whatever.
Yeah.
But not many people have married in Bachelor Nation and then got a full on divorce after. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but their breakup was like a legit like. Moment.
Yeah. Wow, and that didn't last long either.
Did not last long. But yeah, she got a boyfriend quickly after and is preggers.
Hey, girl, you better go ahead. And as soon as I saw it, I said, girl, you better direct us to your YouTube channel. You better do it.
Right.
You better make that money.
Make that money, girl. Do the whole pregnancy journey.
Yeah.
She's a little she does like fitness.
She has all the streams. She got all the streams. She really did it because she was a villain on Ari's season. Everybody couldn't stand it. She was whining all the time. Everybody hated her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has like at least 4 streams of income and a new nigga and a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is fabulous.
This is great. This is great. Shout out to Crystal.
Yes.
That's a talk about a turnaround from like as you said, a villain on Ari's season. Everybody clowned her. To she out here winning with you know this Instagram money and now about to be a mother. No, she happy. Gospel Chris, obviously, heartbroken.
I know.
This sucks.
That is terrible. They must have not really been on the same page, huh?
Must not at all.
Yeah.
She moved on with the swiftness.
Yeah, and the fact that she moved on so quickly and he's upset publicly.
Yeah, yes.
Means that, like, they were not, he was hearing something and she was saying something else. Like, like,
they were not speaking the same language.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, he, you know, he did his little Instagram Q&A and was talking about it, saying that
what?
It's icing on the cake for being truly broken.
Oh my God. What does he do?
Doing
all right. Okay. All right. You know what, Chris?
I ended the man's life. Oh God. But, yeah. So congrats to Crystal.
Yes.
Good luck to Gospel Chris.
Yeah, good luck. Go get yourself some help, you know.
Yeah.
It's about to be winter and quarantine. You don't need to be pining over this girl and her YouTube pregnancy journey.
Doesn't sound healthy.
No.
So that was my one piece of Bachelor Nation news. Then I have some, like, reality TV.
Oh, yes, yes,
kind
tell
of
us.
News. So CBS, the network.
Yeah.
Just made a huge announcement. That they are introducing, like, a mandate that 50% of the cast of their unscripted shows must be Black, Indigenous, or people of color.
No way.
50%. And keep my CBS is the network of Love Island.
Love Island. That was shout out to Justine and Caleb.
Shout out to, yeah, exactly. Yep. And that cast was very diverse.
Yeah.
And never seen anything like that on ABC.
And I'm sure plenty of white people watched and clearly enjoyed.
Voted for Justine.
And voted for the darkest Black woman we've seen on TV in years.
In years, yeah. So CBS made the plunge and turned out it was pretty successful. And so they've committed to 50% of casts of their reality slate has to be Black, Indigenous, or people of color. They've also committed to at least 25% of their development budget must go towards creators and producers that are people of color.
Nice.
So more Black and Indigenous and people of color.
Yes.
Like
creating
storytellers.
Stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Creators. Which is huge. And this comes after they did a July announcement where they committed to 25% of their scripted shows.
Okay. Okay.
25% of development budgets have to go towards projects from creators and writers and producers.
Wow.
Yep. Now ABC. ABC back in September did a similar announcement for their scripted.
Okay.
Slate. Haven't heard anything for the unscripted. For
right,
because
they have
slate.
Blackish. That's 30% of the 50. So,
right,
okay.
They already met their quota with Blackish
right.
alone. So, yeah, a lot of networks are coming out announcing certain things, but this is the first, at least to my knowledge, of unscripted reality content, which is known to be very wide. There's not a lot of color in reality television.
No, uh-uh. Unless it's Black people cooning and buffooning. Like
precisely. Unless it's Mona Scott Young's
Mona Scott Young.
development slate.
Mm-hmm. Or like Love After Lockup. Or
Love
like
After Lockup, got some color on it. Like it's just buffoonery.
Yeah.
So shout out to CBS for this announcement. I'm awaiting on pins and needles for ABC's announcement.
What
I don't know if
say?
I missed it. Email us if we missed it. But
yeah,
I feel like,
please email us if we missed it. Yeah.
We missed ABC's announcement of this kind. Directed at unscripted content. So not the scripted, because we know ABC got Grey's Anatomy and all kinds
right,
of other stuff.
Right.
That got people coming. But still waiting for what the hell is happening with The Bachelor and what commitments they're making and yada yada. So yeah.
Interesting.
Email us if you know anything.
I would also love for NBC to make that same pledge. Because
NBC?
I think somebody needs to hold Mr. Andy Cohen accountable.
Andy? Oh, for Bravo?
For Bravo.
Yeah.
Because The Real Housewives of New York is
a
monstrosity.
I know. Why? I'm very excited for this Black lady coming in.
Me too, Ebony. Yes.
But why is Ramona still here?
Why is Ramona still here and why did it take like 10 seasons?
For Ebony to get here.
That's crazy.
But more importantly, why is Ramona still here?
And why is The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Utah, the most diverse? Why?
Why?
That is fucking wild.
That's crazy.
Body diversity, racial diversity, yeah. It is the most diverse in Utah.
Jeez.
Somebody got to work on, they got to work on something. They got to do something about
this. It's a shame. Yeah, it really is.
It's fucked.
So yeah, we'll be watching. If you hear or know anything, definitely I missed anything.
Yeah.
Last
night.
But we'll still be waiting for this BBC commitment announcement. Something. But yeah, that's it for Bachelor Nation news. Should we dive into the recap?
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. So Tayshia, next day from whatever happened last week. I can't remember. But Tayshia shows up today looking gorgeous. I try to remember like where we picked up last time, but sometimes I just don't remember. So.
I feel like it was one-on-one with Brendan, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
So anyways, new day. Tayshia looks gorgeous. Loving this outfit.
Love this high ponytail. Love everything about this.
High ponytail. Mm-hmm. Yes, little frilly number. Love the nude heels.
Love.
Loved the nude heels. And nude for us is a brown heel.
I know. It was, it was a good color. Yes. It's good.
That was great. But yeah, she's saying she had an amazing one-on-one with Brendan last night. But is excited for a group date today with Montel, Ivan, Joe, Ed, Damar, Bennett, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
So she says she has two friends coming to help with the date.
God. And I was annoyed immediately.
Because you knew it was like Bachelor Nation randoms who she never talked to, but okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, they head into the like Motel 6 rec center, I guess.
And yeah, looks like it.
Basically. There's like this whole dramatic intro, and basically they're having the quote-unquote grown man challenge. Because Tayshia's looking for a grown-ass man, she said. Now, Ashley, I, and Jared, they appear because The Bachelor's filming, and they're here.
They got tested negative, and so they're here.
Yeah. Now, Joe, he cracked me up.
Joe's great.
Joe is great. We need more Joe.
We need more Joe. And I really appreciate all the threads of diversity they have through this whole season. Joe, Ivan, Riley, all getting good time. Looking good.
This is new. This is great. Like,
yep. This is very new.
This is new. Seeing
this wasn't happening on Rachel's season.
Right. No. Like, you got saturated with Peter.
Yes.
Wasn't complaining, but no. I didn't see none of these other guys.
Nope.
Right? Lord. So, yeah, Joe cracked me up. He said, I'm excited to show Tayshia how grown my ass is as a man. So cute. So yeah, they're doing this challenge. The loser will be labeled a man child. The winner will be crowned the grown ass man. First activity, they're testing their smarts. So
yes, math and school, spelling,
quote unquote, exactly.
Oof.
Now, Bennett reminds us again for the millionth time that he's a Harvard man.
He needs to just tattoo it right and smack in that forehead.
Please, at this point. He claims, I am in the upper echelon on being a grown-ass man. I mean, you look like an old-ass man.
Yeah, you do look like you are in your 50s. Yeah.
So if that's what we're talking about, grown, old, interchangeable here.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I can also, as we said, we could see you at, what are these bars called? They disappeared from my memory. It's been so long. No, I can't remember.
Jake's Dilemma. What you call it? Rusty Spoon or whatever these.
Yeah. The Flying Cock or whatever.
Blind Tiger, I think is one.
Yeah.
What's that one in,
Oh, what's that one with called Brother something? Barbecue Brothers or some shit? Where is it?
Brothers.
It's down on by Penn Station.
Barbecue.
You always see somebody's daddy there. Somebody's white daddy. Oh, there's like three of them. Yeah, it's a mess. Anyway,
you talk about what's it called? Here I go. You talk about I have it on the tip of my tongue. What is it called?
It's
a barbecue joint.
Yes, it's a barbecue joint.
I know what you're talking about.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
Please. What I was thinking of is that place at Meatpacking right on the corner with the...
Brother Jimmy's.
Oh, Brother Jimmy's. That's what,
that's what I'm thinking of. What the fuck, that's what I was thinking of.
What is that place in Meatpacking? Is like the douchiest fucking place ever. Brass Monkey. Fuck.
Oh, Brass Monkey. Yep, there too.
Yes. Yep. Little West 12th right by the Whitney. But yeah, Ben, it looks like he lives in these places.
Oh, all those places. Yes.
All the places. So anyways, the first challenge, math, spelling, you know, little math questions. If you wake up at 7:42 and it takes you an hour and whatever, what time do you get there? Bennett, Mr. Harvard man, failing miserably.
Needs a calculator.
Needs to just go over arithmetic and basic reading comprehension. He is questioning the validity of these questions and how they're worded and just all the shit. Meanwhile, DeMar, he's like, look, I went to Arizona State.
And I am now a Peloton instructor. Right. And I know how to spell limousine, my guy.
Right. Like, and I'm crushing this challenge right now. Like, what? Oh, God. So next activity is a tug of war. Obviously, test their, like, physical strength or whatever. Buzz Lightyear, Ben out here, he crushed Ed.
Yes, he did. Which is no surprise. He looks like he's tall and broad and big and
good looking. And also, Ed looks like he skips leg day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big, like a triangle.
Yeah.
Big, broad shoulders, but chicken legs. Bennett sat out the tug of war, complaining about his old knees.
His old football injury, which I was like, did you even play football at Harvard?
Girl, who knows?
Who knows?
Did he go to Harvard? I'm questioning the validity of that diploma after he couldn't spell limousine.
Oh, gosh.
Next activity. I kind of missed the intro, but they had to, like, make breakfast.
Yeah, they had to make breakfast for her. She, like, got under the bed and she was just waiting to be served, which was, like, cute to see.
They actually cooked. They were cooking.
They were making pancakes and shit and everything.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, they serve her breakfast in bed. DeMar brought her a little mimosa, which I appreciated. Chasen, he just scrapped the whole breakfast and.
Yeah, thought took he off could his be shirt. The meal.
Yeah.
Which gave me the first inclination that he was a douche nugget.
Yeah. Wasn't. And the thing with Chasen too is like he's like a little bunny rabbit. His delivery is not very like
yeah.
You know what? Y'all can see what I'm doing. I don't even know what the fuck that movement is. It's not very like, you know, bold with bravado.
It's not
like,
commanding.
It's not commanding. He just like took off his shirt and was like, oh, like I'm the meal, and it just fell flat.
Like, I would rather have some pancakes that Ivan made.
Right, I'd rather eat some. What? You ain't the main course, whatever the hell you're trying to say you are.
And, Bunny, all these guys have nice bodies. So you saying, so like, I'm the main one. No, you're not. Buzz Lightyear looks good, too.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So that was lame. And then Bennett put on his robe.
Yep.
And brought out some beignets, which was nice.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. Well, I guess production fried them for him.
I don't know where he gets these from. He did not make no damn thing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know.
I don't know either. He came out with some beignets that looked very fluffy and pillowy and delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, yeah, got under the cover with Tasia and did a whole thing. And Tasia said in her confessional, Bennett's bougie. And I'm bougie, I appreciate it.
Yes, I love that little black girl jumping out.
I do. I appreciate the honesty and standing by your black bougie ways.
Yep.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tasia, she was into Bennett and his whole thing, and the other guys were like, this, fuck this shit.
Yeah, right. And you know he walks around with a robe on, like, outside of the group dates, you know? Like, he seems like he would just walk around with the robe on.
Just in general. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I think the guys were extra salty too because, like, did he really make those beignets? I don't know.
Someone gave this to him. Engineered for him in this very weird way.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Because then we get to the end. He wins. He He's the grown. He's a grown-ass man. He didn't compete in one of the challenges. Literally got every question wrong in the math and spelling. Mm-mm. And then someone cooked him breakfast to then present to Tayshia. The guys were pissed, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. And then when he got the pre-printed diploma with his name on it, which obviously was so insulting. Obvious. Clearly they set the date up for him. He goes in for a kiss, in front of everybody.
In front of everyone.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Tayshia went in for it, but it's kind of hard when his face is on your lips when you realize at that moment. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Back up and slap him, but does she want to be that one? I don't know. So she just goes for it. Terrible. And then the man child was awarded to Ed, who now has to carry around this animatronic baby that he named Carlos for the rest of the day, I guess. Mm-hmm. Time for the cocktail party, mm-hmm. or the night portion of this group date. Mm-hmm. Bennett shows up still in his rose out here campaigning for paradise, because
yes he is.
At this rate, what, you're just showing up to group dates as a gimmick.
Right. Yeah. Right. He's just the living gimmick, and I don't know how long he wants that to last, but I guess he's in financial services, so he'll always have backup.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yep. Yeah. I can't relate to that life, so I can't really comment on that, but have fun with that.
Have fun with your white man privilege.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ivan, he challenged Bennett. He's like, do you really think you deserve to win?
What was that?
What the hell was that? Chasen is also tired of his shit and mm-hmm. called him out. You didn't even compete in the physical challenge. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? But anyways, Tayshia shows up looking very cute.
Listen. In this bounty paper towel. This was bouncy so small.
It was a short little mini dress.
This is so short. There's no straps.
No, it was a tube dress. I was
What's keeping this on, you girl?
I have no idea, but she had cleavage. Them boobs she did. Are pushed up.
Yep.
Hard when you have big boobs and then you have a tube dress. It usually mm-hmm. flattens you out, or just the top is just so ill-fitted looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Her shit looked great. Her boobs looked awesome.
Great. She looks so good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a tiny little dress.
It was so small.
It was. They gave her a piece of paper to wear. Yeah. So Tayshia, she barely sits down before Bennett's like, can I go pull you off and talk one-on-one? And she's like,
can literally, cheers she's like, first, nigga? Can I get
can
a
I
drink?
Say hi to everybody?
Yeah. God damn.
So she does her little small talk, and then Chasen actually steals her away. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. she goes off with him. Forgot about Bennett and his request.
And his robe.
His robe, exactly. So yeah, Chasen and Tayshia got a little time. He's mm-hmm. talking about his family. He's going to be an uncle. Mm.
Did you catch mm-hmm. this sign, though? Mm-mm. He said that he's never been in love.
He did, yes.
I find that to be a really bad sign.
How old?
He's 31.
And isn't he the one from the bios who had a crazy coworker ex-girlfriend situation?
Yes.
So you went through all that and you wasn't even in love with the girl.
And you wasn't in love? She was in love with you.
Clearly, if she's out here slashing tires, whatever the fuck you insinuating this bitch is doing. What the hell?
And also, you're 31, you're very good looking, and you're not living in bumblefuck.
Right.
Montana,
right?
You need to have been in love before. That's weird.
Something's weird. Something is weird. Yeah,
that's strange.
Something is weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think weird enough just the fact they had a whole situation with the ex. That
right. And why not bring that up? I want to know.
I want to know what happened. And why weren't you in love with her if she clearly was in love with you? If you're now calling her crazy and the whole thing was a mess. So
yeah,
don't know. But yeah, red flag for Chasen, I will say.
Red flag number two.
It is, yeah. Mm. Now, Bennett and Ed are starting a campaign against Chasen.
Yes, right.
has popped up seemingly out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're the two, to me, the two most outwardly douchey ones there. Mm-hmm. I would say besides Spencer.
Right, who we didn't really see much of.
Yeah, we didn't see too much of him this episode, but last episode I remember him being annoying.
Yeah.
But these two really seem like they are just aggravating, like an aggravating little duo.
Yeah.
Just for them to like start this drama was annoying, and then him, I can't take him seriously holding that fucking baby.
Him and the baby and Bennett and the rogue.
And like him clearly hyped up on Red Bull and cocaine and whatever cocktail he be making in his room. Like,
yikes. I don't know. It felt very rich for Bennett, who is like the most gimmicky one here, to be trying to insinuate that Chasen is not here for the right reasons.
Right. Like, yes.
You are literally sitting in a rogue. Like, you are on a campaign for Bachelor in Paradise. Like,
you are also on a campaign for loafers.
Loafers.
Like whatever else you can get.
Harvard man merch that you're going to start peddling. I don't know. But you calling out anybody for anything.
Yeah. Please. Ridiculous.
So, yeah. Ed is talking about how he thinks Chasen just repeats what he thinks Tayshia wants to hear. Mm-hmm. He's spinning a web of deceit. Like, this shit that literally came out of
deceit.
And with no one else co-signing any of this.
No, like, they're sitting there talking to themselves. I laugh.
Sitting, talking. We're getting a lot of reaction shots, but anyone saying anything about Chasen besides Ed and Bennett. So, very strange. Anyways, Tayshia, she sits with Buzz Lightyear. And she's really into him. She
into
says
him. Mm-hmm.
She gets nervous around him. Well, she tells him that she's like nervous around him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course she asks like, why are you single? What's your deal?
Yeah.
And he said he's typically a relationship guy, ended a relationship 2 years ago that he thought was going to last forever. Didn't really go into why it ended, but hasn't dated in 2 years. And he's like, you know, the feeling I feel right now is the feeling I was hoping to feel, whatever that means. And just goes in for the kiss.
Well, this is actually a really good plan. Like, if you haven't dated for 2 years because you're just over human beings, and then you go on The Bachelor where you will be at minimum on national TV for like 3 nights. You're gonna get people after that, even if you don't win. This is a great way to enter into the dating world,
dive back into dating. I'm sure the DMs are busy.
Yes.
And yeah, nice little boost of confidence, I guess. But yeah, they just do a lot of kissing. We didn't really see that much talking, honestly.
She
admits that she is very smitten by Buzz Lightyear here. Now, Ivan and Tayshia, love these two.
Yeah, love these two as well.
He asks her what she's looking for. She said loyal, someone who's driven, motivated. She's looking to build an empire with her mans. And Ivan just agreeing with everything. I don't know if he genuinely agrees or this actually is what he wants, but he seemed very excited.
He did. And I wonder, what does he do again?
Isn't Ivan like a robotics engineer, like an aeronautic engineer or something? Like
He's an engineer. I wonder, though, if the Empire, she was talking about them kids. Doesn't she want 5 kids?
Them 5 kids. I don't know what business empire you going to be building out here with 5 kids, girl. You talking about a jungle gym for your kids?
Right. That,
like, type of empire? Like a big, I don't know. Maybe like a YouTube family-friendly empire? One of those families.
When I tell you immediately to Tayshia and Ivan's fucking family YouTube channel.
Their collection, their 5 basketball team full of kids type family.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
That type of empire, yes, girl, this is what you're driving towards.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, Tasia, she notices Ivan. I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. Because he seems like he can get lost in the crowd. He's like kind of corny.
He does, yes.
He's a little skinny,
Because she said he's there, he's very subtle, but he has a lot of power, is what she said. And she tells him that he carries himself different. He's a lot younger than some of the other guys. I don't know how old he is.
But must be 26 or something, 27 something like that.
He looks like 22.
He looks like a baby.
So young. But she says you've got a lot of depth. You're a grown-ass man, just like the way he carries himself. And yeah, they had a cute little moment. He blindfolded her and fed her strawberries and that whole thing. Now back at the group, Bennett says, you know, there's some guys that I'm questioning if they're genuinely fired up about Tasia or not. And Chasen the bunny was like, I don't know who you're talking about. Because I know it ain't me. He was the first one to be like, who y'all talking about? Because I know it ain't me. And he knew it was them. It wasn't. But yeah, Chasen, he just defends himself. He's like, I had good times with Claire, but Claire was so invested in Dale. So our good times literally didn't really mean much at this point. And he says, like, it's hard to pivot from Claire to Tasia, but he's like, I am genuinely invested in Tasia. And then he went in on Ed because Ed was trying to come for him.
And I mean, it's easy to go in on Ed. It's easy to go in on Ed.
It's easy.
Ed. He like picks these fights and then he's like, and then his lip starts quivering.
Exactly. Exactly. Chasen literally said the lamest comeback.
Oh my God. He's the worst. Chasen is the worst with the comebacks.
Terrible. Like, you have chicken legs. You're holding a baby. Like, how can I take you seriously? Like, literally saying nothing.
But
Ed had nothing to say back. He had less than nothing to say back.
Oh my gosh.
Very pathetic. One of the weakest fights I've ever seen. Now, Ed sits with Tasia now. Ed spends his precious 10 minutes with Tasia to bash Chasen, which is, as everybody knows, a huge no-no.
The worst
thing to do on group dates.
I think he also knows, though, that he's definitely not going to win this. He is not going to get down when he proposed to Tasia. That is preposterous.
Right. So he knows his days are numbered.
Trying to make a splash while he can.
Exactly. But yeah, he's like, you know, he uses the same adjectives and words to describe you as he did with Claire.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
Which every man does. The fuck?
These guys have such a limited vocabulary. Ed, come on. Just give the guy a break. There's like, so many words to describe.
Yeah.
These guys aren't the brightest. Come on.
If you call both girls beautiful, I don't see the issue with that.
What is the issue?
Or amazing. Also, as Buzz Lightyear pointed out, they met Tasia 2 days ago. What else is he supposed to say?
I don't know this woman. Besides the same few adjectives that they use to describe anybody.
Yeah, exactly. It was
pretty and nice and has a nice smile. Like, so he's saying that. Then he's saying how, you know, he turns it on when the cameras come around.
Mm-hmm. With no evidence.
No evidence as to this.
None. I remember when I was about to call that child Aisha. Alaya, what's her name?
Alaya. Whatever that child's name was, yes.
And they all said, like, it's the voice, it's the inflections, it's the this, it's the everybody's story around, checked out.
They had a specific thing that she did.
Exactly. Yep.
Ed is coming with no receipts for Jason.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And then throws out the whole, he's here for Instagram. No evidence, no nothing.
And so is everyone. So that's also y'all are not all valid. Here.
Stop. Exactly. So now Ed goes back to the group, immediately tells Jason, I did mention to Tasia that, you know, you're different in front of the cameras. You're different in front of the guys. You might not be here for the right reasons. This is where he got my Becky of the Week.
Oh, my God. The fucking same moment.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Whole episode to choose from. Same moment.
Oh, my God. It was the cherry on top when he said that for the Instagram followers. I was like, nah, you have to get Becky of the Week. Because what the fuck are you doing here, sir?
Thank you. Thank you. That is no longer like evidence of someone not being here for the right reasons. He's here for followers.
Right.
Y'all are all here for followers. Here for
followers.
Stop.
Because you know you don't really fuck with her neither.
You know
and you should
don't.
Send yourself home if you really here for the right reasons. But exactly. You're not.
But you're not. So enough of this.
Oh, yeah.
So whack. Also, like, everything Ed was saying, like, I just kept thinking, like, Buzz was on this date. Joe was on this date. Ivan was on this date. Until one of them co-signed this, I don't trust anything that Ed or Ben is in.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
The whole argument felt weak. The whole drama was stupid. And you have credible, decent-ass dudes sitting there, and nobody also raised their hand to say, yes, Chase, I also think X, Y, and Z about you.
Right. You know what? I'm going to give out a second Becky of the Week as well to these motherfucking producers who made us sit through this fake-ass, grown-ass man challenge and then sit here through this fake drama when we could have been sitting here getting to know Joe and Ivan.
Yes.
And whoever else was there. Right. Anyone else. Pick another one.
Wasted time on this. And we didn't get to see, her one-on-one time with Joe. Dr. Joe. Anyways, Tasia, she obviously comes and pulls Chasen aside and confronts him, and he's obviously just defending himself, and I mean, to me, he seemed genuine enough. He's like,
yeah,
I mean, day two.
right. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
And I stayed here because I want Instagram followers and love at the same time.
And so that's why I'm here. he didn't have much to say.
Yeah.
There's not much here to defend. Mm-mm. Like, I don't know. So now Chasen, where he kind of like messed up because he could have just sat his ass down and just forgot about all of this.
Yeah.
But he decides to head back to the group and do this whole confrontation with Ed and was like standing over him and telling him, stop interfering in my love journey or whatever the fuck. Just stupid drama that I was pissed at Chasen for dragging it out.
Yeah, and just like letting it get to him to that
letting it
degree.
Get to him in this way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sit back down on the couch and just literally forget that Ed said anything. Like,
right.
Don't even acknowledge it. It's stupid.
And just be like, nah, we squashed it. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
That would have gotten under Ed's skin if he did some shit like that.
Exactly. That's the way to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So now Tasia returns and presents her nominees for the group date.
Love how she does this.
I love this. Oh, I love it. So Buzz and Ivan are her nominees, and mm-hmm. she awards the rose to Ivan.
Yes, so exciting.
So exciting. Buzz is butthurt, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He really likes her.
He really likes her.
Mm-hmm.
All dramatic in his confessional. He's like, "Hi, I'm Ben. And I'm sitting here."
Oh my God.
All sad.
That's a little sad song.
Oh, God.
That's how you know they don't have no internet. They're over here making up songs and shit.
Yes. Now, the next night, mm-hmm. we missed like the whole day. It's night already. Time for a cocktail party before a rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Still 19 guys here. Chasen and Ed still going at it.
Still
going at it. Chasen decides to like address the group and is
mm-hmm.
talking about his character was portrayed in a false light or whatever the fuck he said. And Ed is still calling him a fraud and phony.
And Ed still got that baby.
Ed's still carrying that animatronic baby.
So weird.
Very strange. And then Chasen's like, you know, I can be attracted to two women. Like, what's the issue? Like,
right.
And he said something like, Claire's a smoke show. Tasia's a smoke show. And Ben and, like, some other guys are, like, scoffing. Like, how could he call her a smoke show?
A woman a smoke show. You know what? Let me look at the Instagram poll right now. Because I put up the Instagram poll.
If you guys would mind. Thoughts on smoke show?
Yeah.
I saw people in the Facebook group. Someone asked about it and seemed like most women were like, hell yeah, call me a smoke show.
57%. Yes. Don't mind it.
Don't mind. I don't. Yep. It's like one of those things where the guys are like, ugh, women must think this is offensive. So I'm going to be the one to call them out and say, that's not good. That's offensive. And all the women all out here like, I'm a smoke show. let me get that title. Like, all hype.
Yeah. They're focusing on like the wrong misogyny.
Exactly. Focusing on the wrong shit. Can we talk about wage disparity, please? Can we talk about rape culture, please?
Yes.
Like, can we get one of those conversations? Mm-hmm. Smoke show. We don't give a shit about. Now, Tasia shows up looking like the smoke show that she is.
Tasia shows up, okay?
Shows up. I love this outfit. I loved this look.
Loved head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it. That little bangle she had. I kind of wish it was an arm cuff and they just went full Egyptian.
Ooh, all like wouldn't all that the way be up cute? The arm, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. Like a snake one.
Oh, so tacky, but so beautiful.
So tacky. I love it.
But I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, her leg out. This was cute.
Nice long black dress with a high, high slit.
Mm-hmm.
Great little detailing by the slit.
Mm-hmm.
Love this dress. Love this look. But yeah, let's see.
She's all nervous.
Yeah, she's nervous. Mm-hmm. She tells them that she is not the one for fake and phonious and ain't got time for none of this. So
yeah, she said, you got the wrong girl to be doing that with. I said, oh.
Okay.
We love a threat over here. Two black girls, one rose.
Love it. Yeah, Tasia's like, I'm not here for this drama that I see is brewing.
Nope. Yep.
I have time for any of this. So yeah, Tasia, she goes off with Buzz.
Buzz.
They have a nice little time. She really likes him.
Yeah, I like watching them. I hope he's not a Trump voter. I hope nothing crazy comes out about him. I know.
70% of white men voted for Trump.
What? Is that the figure? I only focus on the women. 70%?
Something like that. Like high 60s or...
What?
It was rare to be a white man voting for Biden.
Wow. Put it that way.
The majority of white men vote for Trump. So chances are, Buzz voted for Trump.
Oh damn, Buzz. Yeah,
it's looking bad. Ugh. But anyways, without that knowledge,
we don't know, but anyway, I can love watching them.
I love watching them. Yes.
Yeah.
And his big old Buzz Lightyear eyes, he seems so like excited all the time.
I know.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's nice.
Tasia and Joe, we got 20 seconds of them together.
Yes. Yep. Talking a little diversity, you know?
Talking a little bit of diversity.
Uh-huh.
She reminds us she's black and Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, we learn, is Korean. Whipped out a picture real quick of the family.
It was sewn into the jacket pocket, okay?
I love it. It was cute. Damar now. Damar, first of all, with the salmon jackets, this entire color needs to die.
It has got to go, you guys.
I'm tired of this. But Damar did share a poem.
Roses are red, violets are blue ass poem. It wasn't even good. My God. And you know what pains me? Is that it's always the black guys who have the poetry. Always.
That is true. Oh
my God, it makes me so upset.
Man, what is that? What is
it's
going
a thing.
On?
It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. But I'm just no. Why? It makes me think that he probably did spoken word at Arizona State. You know? All that.
That from the sound of that poem, I would not give him that much credit. I love me some spoken word, and some people could really spit.
You do?
I do, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
We had a spoken word, troupe or whatever at Penn that was, big time. Some of the people were on HBO. Remember HBO used to have that, poetry jam?
You know I don't.
Show? Oh, I guess you don't. You avoid... all poetry
at all costs,
everything of all kinds. No, there used to be an HBO spoken word something show. We had people from our college that were there. So I love spoken word. Damar, I would not give him that much credit. From the sound of that, roses are red, blue, whatever, violets are blue ass poem.
No. Oh, Damar,
a mess. Now, Ed again spends his time with Tasia. And now he's talking about how Chasen stood over me and screamed at me. You know, he was posturing while standing over me.
He went full Amy Cooper.
He is the cop who claims he feared for his life as he shot that black man seven times in his back.
In his back.
That is what that
running
is
away.
Yes. That is the energy. Now, that is an extreme comparison, but bruh.
Yeah.
Do not bring this. I felt threatened for my life.
Stop it.
He was physically threatening me. Mm-mm. Fuck out of here with this. You're not doing this. And it's annoying because it got to Tasia because she really felt God, Chasen tried to make it physical.
Yeah, right.
That he stood over you. He did not scream, relax. Mm-mm. So now Tasia confronts Chasen and he admits he got in his face and, she was kind of turned off because she was like, why is this happening?
Right. This shit is so petty.
Sit and chat this out. As she said, this shit is petty to me. Why is it getting to this? What the fuck? So Chasen finally takes Tasia up on her advice and pulls Ed aside to chat. They can't even do that right because they just start yelling at each other.
No.
Talking in circles.
Then the two daddies got to get up, Bennett and Kenny, and try to defuse the situation. They don't do anything.
No. And Zach C. tries to.
Oh, and Zach!
The counselor, yes.
Yeah, but he don't want to work. He ain't working for free.
He ain't working, exactly. Zach, he had me dying, though. His face, when they were first starting to fight, the way he looked over, I feel like all you needed, it was like a gif. He just needed a popcorn, because the way his eyes were just, turned over there watching this dumbass petty shit.
Very reunion Real Housewives. Oh, my God.
But, Zach did step in to kind of, confront them. And, he was saying his confessional how he's like, Ed is wasting his time here. Spending time on this and literally has no idea who Tasia is.
Right.
Now, Zach and Tasia had a nice little moment together.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. They were holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling her how to try to stay out of the nonsense and she was commending him for being so mature.
Yeah.
And then, he talks about why he's single and 36.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear more about his exes or
Me too.
Some juiciness.
Yes.
This explanation made sense, but also just didn't really give me much.
Yeah.
He was saying how for so long he was basically pretending that he was happy being single. And now he's just admitting to himself finally that he wants to be a husband. He wants a partner.
Right.
He's trying to live more in his truth that this is actually what he wants.
What he wants. And I would love for them to really break, I guess it would be the fourth wall maybe of the fact that COVID made them feel this way. Maybe COVID accelerated this type of feeling. Because you can think oh, it's great to be single when the world is open.
Right.
it ain't great to be single when the world is closed.
It's closed. You feel that singleness even heavier.
Even more. And then you're 36 on top of it. And, you know, he's a counselor. He's probably working virtually with a lot of people who are trying to get their lives together. That whole conversation I would love to see. But I don't know if they're going to usher COVID into the TV
like that. You beyond, like, the first episode. They, like, covered it. That's true. Yeah, I wish they would talk about that more. Like, the whole element of, like, this is COVID, and they're all, like, even that much more interested and, like, hungry for love. Yeah, interesting. So, time for the rose ceremony. This is Tasia's first, right?
Tasia's first rose ceremony.
Tasia's first rose ceremony. First rose goes to Zach C. Love some Zach.
A little surprised it wasn't Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz keeps getting slighted.
I know. He made up that song. He's really for real.
I know. He is a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Never. Oh, no.
Poor thing. So, yeah, Zach C, Riley, Kenny, Buzz, Damar, Roses, Roses, Roses. Yeah. Jordan, who's the brother with the terrible glasses.
And that hair gel.
And that hair gel. The whole styling is terrible, but I like him, though.
Me too.
Right?
Yes, and I think he probably has a great body. He looks, like, tall and fit. And
yes, I think he has a good little frame body to him.
Yeah, yeah.
His little confessional moments, he's you know, he gets a couple thrown in there. And
yeah,
just like
couple,
his vibe.
A couple.
Mm-hmm. He seems to really be into Tasia. He seems just like a chill, kind of normal guy, like, it's similar vibes to Brendan, how Brendan kind of just seems like a very normal, run-of-the-mill guy who just, like, ended up on The Bachelorette, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, them glasses and that gel got to go.
That got to go. But if they did, I feel like we would stand.
I feel like we would stand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's cute. Noah, mustache, he got a rose. I know. Dr. Joe. And Ed got a rose.
Oh, that producer pick all over it.
Because Tasia literally knows nothing about him except that he hates Jason.
And there's no way that she likes him.
None. Absolutely none. So now, time for the last rose. We have Jason, Jay the Button.
Yeah.
And they're looking all precious. Montel, who's like the new black guy, and the other new guy who I don't even know what his name is.
He kept coming up. I was like, who on earth is this?
Who is that? You're right. He kind of like showed up. He had on like a red suit, like a maroon colored suit. And I'm like, wait, who's that again? Whatever the new guy's name was. And so the last rose obviously went to Jason.
The bunny.
Yep. We do have to say goodbye to POC.
Yeah, Montel.
Montel, know nothing about you.
Nothing about you, friend. Go burn that mint jacket. See you later.
See you later. Hang in there, brother.
Yes.
And yeah, Tasia now, regarding the whole Chase and Ed drama, because now she's kept them both. She just says, it's on my radar. But I formulate my own opinions. I follow my intuition and my gut. I really trust it. So I'm just going with that. Ed, I mean, that has got to be a producer pick. But
has to be. But that's nice of her to try to convince us.
Yes, that is nice. Now, the next day, the guys are all sitting around. Chris Harrison drops off a date card. Group date for Easy, Brendan, Joe, Jordan, Spencer, Bed, and Ed and Chasen, of course.
And cards. Why all those people were on a group date for the second day in a row? Unsure.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Joe's face was even confused when they called his name. He's like, a date again? I mean, I thought I had the day off, but all right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we're not getting a one-on-one date or why another group date. Which I didn't even think about until now. We didn't have any one-on-one date this episode. It was two group dates.
No, it was a completely producer-engineered episode.
Yeah, because it was all just group activities. Look, but yeah, date card says, I'm looking for my perfect match. Some of the guys think they're doing puzzles for some reason.
Why?
I don't know where they got that from. I'm glad somebody said wrestling. And they're like, oh, right. Yeah, wait. That sounds more.
That's how you know this is a bunch of niggas who don't watch this.
Truly, these guys do not. They the minute you see match on the card, you know it's some type of competition.
Wrestling, yes, competition. Yep.
And all of them were like, puzzles! Like, all hype. What the fuck? No. Oh, God. So they head back to Motel 6. The rec center is fitted for decked wrestling. Decked out, obviously, for wrestling. Mm-hmm. And we meet WW Hall of Famer Amy Dumont.
Oh, my God. You got her name? I just know they're WWE.
WWE and Tatiana Suarez, UFC undefeated fighter. Like, oof. Real badass bitches.
Yeah, she will whoop you.
Them shoulders and them. What do you, I don't even know the parts of the body. What is this, biceps?
Parts of the body!
Her arms were huge.
Yeah, no, her biceps, her triceps looked firm.
The lats, the traps, all the things, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, of course, they're like, this date is all about fighting for Tasia's love whatever. Now, the women, they teach the guys some drills and some moves. Mm-hmm. And Joe loved the little moments with Dr. Joe.
I love him.
I love him. He's nervous. He says, you got former NFL player Easy over here.
Yeah. Yep.
Got Brendan, who I guess former NCAA basketball player.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Or he said former basketball, I think.
Yeah.
And then Chasen, who's just jacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Joe is just proud of his all conference in volleyball in high school.
Volleyball. Yeah.
Love it, love it. This is where he got my invite to the cookout, actually.
Oh, nice.
Which, he's a POC, so he invited me.
I know, I didn't even think about inviting him.
Yeah. I gotta give him some love. I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
We barely see him. Every moment we get is, like, true gold.
So good, yeah.
I just want more Joe, so.
And he's great on Instagram.
Is he?
He's really great on Instagram. His Instagram stories are so funny. He doesn't put up that much because he's a fucking anesthesiologist and it's COVID. But he does really good Instagram stories. Oh. They're really funny. Yeah.
Damn, I gotta watch him more than see him pop up on my feed. Anyways, time for the main event. The guys from the house are here. They're gonna watch. Of course, all the guys get oiled up by Tasia, and it's a whole thing. They flew in Wells.
Yes, they did. Thank the Lord that Tasia don't have to sit there.
Right. And help, like, host or commentate whatever with Chris Harrison. And yeah, first Easy and Joe. Joe obviously got pinned within 3 seconds by Easy.
Yes.
Ben and Spencer, they really go at it.
They do. It was almost like a tug of war moment for a second there with them.
Really taking it very seriously. It was ruled the draw, and Ben had to go like get his foot like bandaged or whatever. Now Chasen and Ed, of course, this is like the showtime of
things.
This is what everybody came for. Everybody's hyped. They rolling dice and doing bets in the corner. Like, this is what we're here for.
And bets in the corner. Oh my god!
And they announce, of course, their turn. Ed suddenly pulls Chris Harrison aside and tells him some bullshit about how he's got chronically dislocating shoulders.
If you know anything about this, please email the number 2blackgirls1rose@gmail.com.
What was this?
Do not want to go through the trouble of Googling this if this is not a real thing. This sounds real wild.
Chronically dislocated. First of all, the guy's jacked. He's pretty jacked. Yes. His legs look like chicken legs, but he's got a pretty jacked upper body.
Yes.
Which means he lifts.
Right.
He hits the bench and does all that bodybuilding shit at the gym.
He was doing it earlier in this episode. We saw it.
Now you got bad shoulders that chronically dislocate.
Now all of a sudden they can just pop right out?
Right. Unexpectedly. Chronically. Like, what? What is this?
Oh, my God.
What is this? That shit was so so lame. I wish that they clowned him more for that.
Yes, me too.
Whack. And he did it right before they announced, like right as they announced that he's about to fight. Like, you should have sat out from the beginning.
Right, exactly. Like Bennett.
Like Bennett. Now you look extra whack. Forfeiting right before you're about to get your ass whooped by Jason. God. So they I guess Tasia or somebody asked, like, does any of the guys in the house want to come wrestle?
Mm-hmm.
Now Mustache just hops the fence.
Hops right over.
Is in their shirt off, ready to just throw down.
Mm-hmm.
And him and wasn't it Noah the Mustache and Chasen are just going at it.
Yeah, they go around the ring.
They're around the whole ring, up and down. One was pinned, the other was pinned.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. I thought Mustache won, but Chasen won.
Yeah, I don't know. This is another one that I was another like, so Chasen was going to win this whole time, right?
Right? Because I thought Noah pinned Chasen, but then they announced Chasen was the winner.
And they're both blonde-haired, so maybe I got them confused. Maybe.
Who's blonde-haired?
Okay, never mind. All right.
Chasen Noah not have blonde hair. What?
You know the tones. You
that
know,
not even dirty blonde, girl. Their hair is brown. Stop. I don't think there's no blondes on this season.
And they're both like tan and they have that thing.
Light brown hair, maybe.
Yeah, where guys, they get in the sun and then they turn blonde. But they're not really.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They both have that thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, Chasen, he's crowned the, like, ultimate winner of the date or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Harrison announces that the guys from the house are going back to Motel 6, and then the group date guys get to go on the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tasia's like, well, you know, Thewa, I'd like for you to be there. I'd love for you to stay. You really showed that you want to fight for me or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets to literally went from not being on a date to now he's joining the cocktail party.
Yeah.
Which no one was happy with this, obviously.
No, everyone hates him.
Everyone hates him now. Now, Noah, he doesn't care, obviously. And he's 25.
I was just going to say. He's 25 young. And like
I think he's the youngest.
Yeah. And also definitely the least mature for sure. Like he seems like a little kid.
He seems 25.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Seems right on brand.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyways, Tasia shows up for the cocktail party. Hated this outfit.
I don't even remember it. What did she have on?
It was like a shiny.
Oh my God. Bronze, yes, I did. Girl, like, I wrote she came out in Express's finest.
Thank you. I said look very rainbow, very Conway, very strawberry, very Joyce Leslie.
Yeah. Oh my God, is Strawberry still open?
I think they closed. Like Century 21, like along that same.
Yeah.
Aren't they all closing down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Just shiny polyester rayon.
Yeah, not one of her finest moments. Now, Noah, of course, pulls her aside first. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the guys are all talking about the disrespect and yada yada. These old heads are still not learning.
I know. But honestly, imagine being like Kenny on this show.
Yeah.
That nigga looking 40 dead in the face. And you have this fucking 25-year-old... the guy with a mustache who's like, no, Tasia, I'll save the day. Like,
I know. Mustache and like fresh knees. You can like pop up real quick and grab Tasia. Kenny's still like getting up from the couch, like,
oh. Oh no, Kenny.
Plus, Kenny don't watch the show. Noah has studied the show. He grew up watching the show. He knows the formula, he knows how to move. Hilarious. So now, Noah and Tasia, they're sitting. She's into him. She honestly, I think, is into everybody at this point.
Yeah, and I think I forgot this because of John Paul Jones and that whole mystery with them. But she likes kind of a gimmicky guy if they carry it.
She doesn't mind it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so him with this mustache, she kind of likes it.
She's kind of into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're kissing, and she then like basically asks him to shave his mustache.
Shave that mustache. It's gotta go. Yep.
Gotta go. She says she's been wondering what he looks like without it. Mm-hmm. And he's agreed basically to shave mm-hmm. it. He's like, all right, let's see this. Now Brendan and Tasia.
Cute.
Love them. Mm-hmm. The only one on one date, right?
Yes. The only one so far.
That we've seen. And he asks her, like, how did you feel to be dating again, like, post-divorce? Mm-hmm. And she was sharing her experience, how she, you know, was super sad. Like, when someone did give her attention, it, like, meant a lot to her. Because she had gone so long without, she was married and with that dude forever. And then mm-hmm. he cheated on her. And I'm sure she went through feelings of feeling, like, less than or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, basically saying that, like, she was... My take from it was, like, post-divorce, dating again, she was, like, super eager.
Yeah. And
super, like, trying to fill a void.
Yes. A little fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fragile and just kind of, like, taking that whatever attention she can get because she hadn't felt like that in so long.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Tasia, she's loving her some Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
She said she has major hard eye emojis for Brendan. That's cute. And, yeah, they kiss, have a good time, all the good stuff. Now, back at the guys.
Mm.
Ben has developed a strategy that makes no fucking sense.
That is ridiculous. Every year does this, and I don't know what even competition show they've ever seen.
This work.
Yeah, like forget The Bachelor. This doesn't work on Dancing with the Stars. This don't work on American Idol. This don't work on nothing.
To sit back and do nothing?
Sit back and be like, I'll just have her for the last moments. You don't know when that is.
You don't know. Mm-mm. She can call, this whole thing's canceled. I'm tired. I'm going home.
I'm tired. I'm popping that edible and getting in the El Presidente. Okay?
And gone. Makes no sense. Mm. So, yeah, Buzz talking about how he's not. This came from a place of overconfidence, too.
Yes.
He said he's not worried. He feels very confident.
Yeah.
Whatever they got going on. And so, you know, he's going to just wait it out. And, you know, he wants to be the last person to talk to her and kind of be the last person to linger on her heart or whatever. Meanwhile, guy after guy is getting up, getting their time.
Yep.
Including Spencer, Spencer. Did you see this?
No, I tried not to pay attention. What did he have on?
He had on a button down that was tucked into his pants with a belt.
No, he looked like
a dweeb.
I was gonna say like he went to Del Barton.
Like he went to Del Barton, yes, or any little prep school in Jersey. Like we know this prep. Type.
Yeah,
what in the world? This is terrible. Now, Noah, the mustache, he disappears for a hot minute. Everybody's like, where the fuck did he go? Because he wasn't with Tasia. She was seeing other people, so.
Right. And you know they get, now they're sensitive about people leaving for too long.
Mm-hmm. After Dale they don't like disappeared that. For 6 hours, knocking boots with Claire, and they're sitting there waiting around.
Oh, God.
Now, he disappears. Mm-hmm. He allegedly goes off to shave his mustache, which he doesn't do.
Mm-mm.
Comes back. Still with a mustache, and interrupts Jordan's time.
Right. Who Jordan sounded like he was saying something really great.
Right. And now you just rude, Noah, because first of all, you're not even supposed to be on this date, and they already can't stand your ass.
Exactly.
People still haven't all talked to him. You already got talked to her. You already got your time with her, and now you're interrupting. And you're not even supposed to be here in the first place.
And you're a traveling registered nurse during a pandemic, and you're on The Bachelorette.
Like, what is this? So many things.
There's so many things I can't stand.
Oh, God. So, yeah, he comes in. He interrupts the time. He brings a razor and allows Tasia to shave his mustache.
Mm-hmm.
This was my What Tasia Deserves moment. This mustache had to go.
It had to go. It was terrible.
I'm glad she got the honor of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that she told him, I want you to shave this. And then literally an hour later, she shaved it. Like, I just love the power that she's wielding.
Yes.
How did he look without the mustache?
He looked like he's in max the 12th grade.
Looked so young.
Yeah.
It was not a good look.
Nope. He needs a full beard.
needs something.
Yeah.
Tasia's 29.
Yeah, Tasia's 29. Mm-hmm.
She's 29. Zach sees 36. He's talking to her. Yep. That vibe is, you know, she's liking that kind of mature man. And then Noah just shaved his mustache, got demoted about 4 grade levels. And
even Ivan, like we just said that Ivan looks young, but he has like big man, mature energy that he comes with.
Yes.
And so this is not.
Noah was, he was hanging on to that mustache to give him like a feeling of like maturity. And now you ain't got it. Now you look like an 18-year-old. Good look. Now, keep in mind, while all of this is happening, Buzz is still...
Oh, chilling.
Chilling. Kicked back. Still hasn't gone out and sought Tasia. And is just sitting on his ass. I don't understand what this is, what the strategy is. Time for the group date, Rose. And now Buzz is talking about, before you give out the rose, Tasia, can we talk?
She was like, no.
No.
You know how this works. I'm about to say the nominees.
Yes.
And then we're about to get the fuck up out of here.
The night's over.
The night's over.
Flat out. She said that. And she said, I'm disappointed you didn't come and find me before.
Yep. In front of everybody. How embarrassing.
In front of everybody. She got scolded at the principal's office.
Ooh, not even over the loudspeaker. Like, my God.
So true. Voices radiating through the halls. I'm very disappointed in you, Buzz. No, the night is over. We cannot continue talking.
No.
Everybody had to hear. That sucked. But yeah, Tasia, she stirred the pot with this one, man.
She did. I know.
She did. Noah got the group date rose.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
But
man,
she likes a gimmick. She likes a fun guy. She likes energy.
She does. Yeah. The guys are pissed.
The guys are so mad at him.
They are. They're going to be extra pissed, too, if he gets the next one-on-one date.
Oh, no. That would be crazy.
Can you imagine?
No, that would be crazy.
That would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the episode, my friends. That was it. We got a little preview for next week. Sydney and it looked like Becca, right?
Oh.
My baby Becca. Becca.
Yeah, the other one.
Yes.
Bachelorette Becca.
Garrett. Yes. Yeah. Becca.
Uh-huh.
Looks like they are in paradise. So
like at Motel 6. Uh-huh.
And looks like there's like a talent show of some sort.
Yeah.
Another recycled group date idea. We see Bennett and Tasia kiss. Mm-hmm. We see Ben telling Tasia, you're the best woman I've ever met in my life.
What?
I think that's what I heard. Something crazy.
I didn't hear that. Whoa.
They're like sitting on a bed and I think they were cheersing and he said like to the best woman I've ever met in my life.
Something. Oh my God. Extreme. Buzz.
Now Ivan and Tasia,
we
have him saying we're both biracial.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful love story happening. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
I love that this is also like a bit that we keep hearing in the previews. Yes. This is great.
Yes. I love it. I am so tired of watching and listening to white people fall in love on this show. I keep saying it. I'm tired. I'm so tired of it. Oh my God, I'm so over watching these people. So I am loving this Ivan, Tasia, whatever this is.
Yeah.
And just seeing this unfold. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Zach and Tasia, looks like they have a one-on-one date.
It looks
up.
Like it. Either Ivan or Zach gets the one-on-one date, it seems.
Then we have some drama. Something's gonna go down.
Yeah, something with Noah and something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Zach C saying Noah will do anything to win. And I trust Zach C.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Know what the fuck Noah's about to pull. Mm-hmm. And then we see Tasia coming in hot and heavy into a cocktail party looking pissed.
Yeah.
And says, if you guys want to try start drama in the house for no reason, I will gladly walk you out.
Yep.
She is done. She's not the one. She's tired of this petty shit that's happening.
Love it. Love the energy. It's great.
Love it. And that's the episode, my friends.
That's it.
We'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. Rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram. Tag us in your story. Share us with the world. All that good stuff. And we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.